I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to what will probably be a relatively short episode compared to our last few. And I finally learned how to do an intro.
You won't understand that because it'll be edited out, I'm sure.
It is already. I deleted it.
But this is the Gamers 2 Podcast, your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interests.
Yep.
It was a slow week.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Not much going on. I'm sure there'll be a lot of hot conversation at the end. Of just garbage.
Hot garbage. Wasn't sure how hot we were getting.
Dumpster on fire with of lithium ion batteries.
That's pretty hot.
Hot.
Spicy.
Hot like Tom Selleck's mustache.
Bushy.
Hot like... I can't say those things.
Good idea. How about we move into the new releases then, huh?
Yeah. If you need something to make your fingertips hot playing those games.
Well, let's talk about number one, Synapse for the PSVR 2. Alterium Shift for the PC. Gimmick Special Edition for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number four, Guilt. For the PC, PlayStation, and Xbox.
Carry too much of that.
Do you?
No.
Okay. Number five, New Heights for the PC. Number six, Garlic.
I carry too much of that.
For the PlayStation, Xbox,
gotta ward off those vampires.
I do always have a strand of garlic around my neck at all points.
Always trying to bite the inside of my virgin thigh.
You got some weird vampires. That's like you if you were a vampire.
That's a reference to, I think it's Once Bitten.
Twice Shy?
With Jim Carrey. I think that's where he gets bit. It's the inside of the thigh.
I'm going to take your word for it because I don't know the reference.
It's a great 80s film.
No, I'm just going to... I don't know why. Just the sentence alone of just yelling that is always... It's the absurdity. It's absurd comedy. It's the best part about it.
For sure.
By virgin thigh. Number seven, The Legend of Heroes, Trails into Reverie for the PC, PlayStation, and Switch. And number eight, Tad, The Lost Explorer
that was
the Switch.
Don't give me enough time because I had something for that one.
For Tad?
For Trails into Reverie.
Oh.
I was going to say, that's what I called my preteen happy trail on my belly.
Trails into Reverie?
Yep. Oh, God.
You're on one.
What have I done?
You're on one tonight.
What have I done?
I don't know that I've ever really had that.
What's that?
The trail thing.
Did you just blink and then your entire body was
like,
hairy?
I didn't like start with a trail and then the rest showed up. I think it was just like a gradual everything.
I did. I don't understand when the rest of it happened.
See, I also don't. I don't remember, but no. I don't remember a defined trail. I remember I probably had it more around like my pecs, if anything, and then it just kind of was all there.
It's weird how that happens.
It's still there to this day, believe it or not.
It's getting. I feel like it's getting worse.
There's some days where I like, should I just like, I goes back.
I look
to the
like
whole,
Bruce now.
I'm right there with you. I'm at Bruce levels, but not Dewey.
Yeah,
I think Dewey still beats me.
Yeah. Anyways,
the one I really notice is when I'm wearing like a tank top and you get this going on.
Yeah,
shoulder, yeah, like right here. I can feel how long this is. And this isn't normal.
Same. The shoulder hair. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Why
is there hair there?
And then I saw a video the other day that it was like, oh, natural repellent to mosquitoes is body hair.
It's body hair.
And it showed the, you probably saw the same thing.
It doesn't know what to do.
I was like, well, I don't have enough body hair for that to be a thing. It's too thin, you know?
Right.
Like,
and then I thought the same thing because currently around my ankles are a bunch of bug bites.
Yeah.
So
it's like,
I need to wear more hair? Like, should I just glue hair to my ankle?
You could, I guess. They make these things now. Mosquito stickers.
Stickers? I've also seen a...
I feel like it's got to be a gimmick.
I saw an ad the other day. We're talking about mosquitoes now. I'm gonna see the ad again at some point.
Yeah.
My phone's listening. Mm-hmm. It was this mosquito killer. It was no bigger than like this little container right here.
Okay.
I don't know what you'd want to call that size container in reference to something else. A fat salsa jar?
Yeah, I guess like salsa jar or like, I feel like a
couple tuna cans stacked on top of each other.
What are we talking about here?
We're going to be so fucked this episode.
Someone Google that.
No, don't Google that.
Holy shit.
But it's this little, I don't know. It looked like it had either like a screw off top or something, but it was, I don't even know if it was zapping them or if it was just like a UV light inside that was just attracting them, but it was just like vaporizing them, little thing. The guy literally had it attached like a, was that carabiner clip?
Yeah,
onto his like backpack as he was walking around and just emptied out. Hey, look, here's all these dead mosquitoes. And I was like, I'm really enticed by that. If this isn't completely a scam,
yeah, it's hard to know. We did get one of those. I can't remember what they're called, but the things that are like basically terrible for animals and you. And we used it, and then like one time, and then realized like read that it was like fucking terrible for people and kids and animals, and we're like, well, we're never using that again.
Oh, because is it one of the
I don't know. It's like the one. It's, I don't know if it's like doing some sort of fumigating thing or something, but you put the pads in.
Oh, like, yeah. You know. So it's probably all just,
yeah,
pesticides and drugs.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, this one was more. It didn't look like they were putting anything in other than just like turning it on and like batteries and just doing whatever it was doing to draw them in and kill them. So the pitch was essentially like it's, you know, better than doing that. I mean, I have, you know, citronella candles and whatever, but a deterrent is not the same as a kill.
What might work for you, since you have so much like random, like land that's like not that's just foliage, is just plant a fuck ton of lavender.
I'm down.
Sure. Smell nice and lovely. The ladies will flock over and be like, "Oh, it's so mosquito free here."
Let's be clear about something about this scenario. That's not happening.
Is it the tuna cans stacked on top of each other, scaring them away?
It does always put a weird vibe in the room when they see that. But they're not going to flock. And then when they do flock, if they do flock, the result is not going to be, it's so mosquito-free here. That is not coming out of anybody's mouth. That'll be in my head the entire time as I'm like mowing and being like, it's pretty mosquito-free. But nobody else will notice.
The moral of the story here is we did get the mosquito stickers. So okay. I'll let you know how they work.
Have you decided to plant lavender yet?
No, I just had that idea, although I could also probably use that idea.
I mean, listen, if we're going on a lavender finding mission, can we even find that? Is that like a Lowe's thing?
Yeah, there's a lavender festival. I think it's actually in a couple of weeks, maybe, or two.
We're going
or
to the Lavender Festival. I can't wait.
I'm not lying. This is a real thing.
What did you guys do this weekend? Went to the Lavender Festival. By the way, this is a gaming podcast.
Not anymore.
Remember the things and else we're interested in? Well, you're welcome.
Oh, it's this weekend.
It's tomorrow?
Wait, no. Where the fuck is this?
Are we going to a Lavender Fest tomorrow?
I think it might be Sunday.
Are we going Sunday?
I don't know. I'll have to get back to you on that one. But it's
but even then, does it even work? Like, are they just going to sell me acres worth of lavender? Do bears eat?
Oh, lavender? It was last weekend.
Oh, we fucking missed the Lavender Festival.
Yeah, it was last weekend. Oh, they're doing it again this weekend.
Let's go. I'm on a roller coaster of emotions right now.
New York Lavender Festival in Red Creek, New York.
I don't know what that is. And nobody say Red Creek, you idiot. I understand that. I don't know where that is relative to where I am.
Close enough. All right, should we get into it?
Yeah, we might as well.
Do you want to be odds or evens?
Evens.
Okay. Number one, the Tokyo Game Show is set to deliver its largest event this year, according to its organizers. TGS 2023 will take place at its usual venue in Chiba, Japan. But unlike last year, there'll be no COVID-19 restrictions in place, so the entire space will be utilized for exhibitors and visitors. Over 2,000 booths and 200,000 visitors are expected. Running from September 21st through the 24th, the theme for this year's show is Games in Motion, The World in Revolution. It's pretty dramatic. Exhibitors will include Bandai Namco, Capcom, Sony Interactive Entertainment, Sega, Atlas, Xbox, and Nintendo. Square Enix and Kojima Productions will also be there.
Interesting to see what comes out of it.
Yeah. I think it might be a hot year. Japan seems to be on the upswing with games.
It's on the upswing, but I'm curious what's going to show up there that we haven't seen yet, and I don't know if that will be many things.
Nothing that we're interested in.
Which also might fully be the case, as is usual with the Tokyo Game Show. There's like one thing that comes out, and you're like, okay, cool, and then everything else is nothing we'd be interested in.
Yeah.
But I always look forward to it, because there's always a chance.
Oh, yeah. You know, I always like to see Japanese people happy. This got weird.
Number two, Lighthouse Games has secured an unspecified investment from Tencent, financing its goal to become one of the UK's biggest AAA studios. The developer opened its doors last year, founded by former Playground Games studio head and co-founder Gavin Rayburn. While Tencent has invested in Lighthouse Games, Rayburn told GamesIndustry.biz, the studio still has full control over its creative and publishing decisions. The funds will be used to invest in new technology and recruitment. Rayburn said about the investment, quote, the shackles are off. It feels truly liberating, end quote. It's a weird thing to say when you're getting paid by Tencent.
Also thought that. I was like, ah.
I really like this oppressed people's money.
Don't oppress us, though.
I feel free and liberated.
We'll see about that.
I don't know, man. The CMA might have to get involved because that sounds like a monopoly.
They can do what they want. Chinese their money.
Definition of it, anyway.
Can't stop China. Can't stop, won't stop.
Do you know what band K-Fox is in?
It changes. I don't know what the most recent one is.
Okay. Not something like Career Mode.
It is. It is Career Mode. I'm pretty sure it's Career Mode. Or is that... I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Number three.
I was told that there's somebody on stage that looks exactly like him with a mustache and long hair.
That's K-Fox.
And I said, are you sure that's just not K-Fox?
Yeah. They're Rob Kane, like, too, I think, is with him.
Is he in who?
Rob Kane.
Oh, okay. I know Rob's face, but I don't know him.
I don't know if he's in that band with him, but I would assume so.
But I was like, yeah, that sounds like Kai Fox, because last time I saw him, he had a mustache and decently long hair, so it wouldn't surprise me if he just had longer hair.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he still does.
But I mean, that was 4 years ago. Anyway, welcome to the lives of New York.
That's fun.
Like sand through the hourglass.
The days of our lives. Apple's plans for its Vision Pro AR headset have reportedly been scaled down.
Production plan specifically.
Yes. The Financial Times talked to sources close to the matter who told the publication that the tech giant has made significant cuts to the headset's production forecasts due to its complexity.
I can't take this. The moment I saw this headline during the week, I just started laughing.
A more affordable version of the $3,500 headset was reportedly planned by Apple, but this has now been pushed back. The headset will be sold in U.S. Apple stores by appointment only, with a special area set up for sizing and demos.
Why are they sizing it? It's not adjustable?
They're sizing it, and they have to size it with tools.
Oh, my God,
Apple. Bro, this is Apple. They're just above us, all right? They're above us in our thinking. We can't understand their level of fucking genius.
Everybody else is out here like, hey, so you see this Velcro wristband strap? Fully adjustable at any length of this Velcro? They're like, no, you bring me that watch. I will fit it to your wrist. And if you so much as lose or gain 1 pound, motherfucker, you got to come back in.
Listen, Apple.
Did you decide to grow your hair out? Headset's going to fit different, girl. Come back in. We're going to change that up for you.
That's 100% what it is.
Oh, God, I hate Apple so much. Also, what do you think the cheaper version cost? Just for fun.
All right, so $3,500, the Pro, Vision Pro. So we'll get the Vision, or maybe the Vision Lite, if they're feeling real spicy.
Which has been, delayed.
Yes, because of the complexity.
And not because of the sheer lack of demand.
I would bet $2,500.
You think they cut $1,000 off? It's Apple. You think they cut $1,000 off between the two numbers?
Yes. No. Yes.
All right.
And they're going to call it the Vision SE.
Oh, God. Not the X SE?
Just the SE.
What would they call it? The Vision Max SE?
Whatever, what's the cheapest fucking Apple Watch called now? It's the SE, I think, right?
Dude, I have no... Do you think I know? You're asking me that question?
I don't know. Someone's got to know.
There's too many of them. That's the problem. I used to be able to tell you that.
Yeah, there's...
But now there's too many.
Yeah, there's too many. I don't know. This is a big old flappy dong.
My guess, if you were lucky, $3,000.
It's just going to be a big old flop.
Better joke of a guess is $3,200.
I don't think
they only whack off just a little bit and they go, you didn't need that part.
I don't know.
I don't know if they can go 1,000 because then no one would have a reason to buy the $3,500.
The other thing I saw the other day.
Okay.
Was that Apple, I think this was last week, Apple hit the first company to hit $3 trillion in market capitalization.
Yeah. Does that not annoy you like it does me?
It annoys me because I remember fairly recently when they were the first company to hit $1 trillion.
That's also true, yeah. And then they pump this shit out. And people still buy it.
Think about that for a second, though. $3 trillion company.
In theory.
The thousands upon thousands of people that they employ in their fancy fucking spaceship campus doing God knows what because it's massive and there's probably shit in there that would melt our eyeballs.
Oh, no.
And they release one new fucking product. One. And it's $3,500 and it makes no fucking sense as far as what you do with it.
Yep.
I could be like, a million applications, like, if it was a PC headset, best gaming headset ever, not for $3,500, but that's a different topic. But in the Apple ecosystem, let me make Apple Vision Pro, make app bigger. Money, give you money, make app bigger.
I can't tell when you turned into Cookie Monster using a Vision Pro headset, but I kind of like it.
Oh, make it bigger. You can see my eyes.
Okay.
Now they fake, though.
Careful. Let's get real close.
Oh, boy. All right. Anyways.
Gotta stop Matt enough, before he loses his mind.
Enough vision. Vision Pro.
So the kick is of just fun enjoyment with this.
Yeah.
The rest of the story, right? So there's the idea of the Apple campus. I drove past something about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Was it a corn?
It was corn. Fuck you, wheat. No, it wasn't that one. It was a Chobani factory. And, you know, I've seen like the Hood one and some other ones where you're kind of just like, yeah, they do dairy things. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I drove past this one and thought I was driving past a military base. Like an active military base, just in terms of sheer size. And it had the, what I always thought was like a joke. You remember in GTA 5? Yes. You're driving up the highway in the desert, and there's that factory that's there that you drive like down the little ramp, you go over the entrance logo, and then you go in and you just do a little bit of circle and you leave.
Yeah, the one that's like, it's got railroad tracks by it.
Yes.
Okay.
What if I told you that exact scale times 5?
And that's just making yogurt.
Apparently. to the point where you'd be like, oh, yeah, it's got a bunch of the tall buildings and yada yada. And you'd be like, yeah. No. Then there's like an entire shipping yard.
Did
I was just dumbfounded. It was dark, so I could only see that it was all lit up.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is a GoldenEye mission. What am I looking at? What do you mean this is a yogurt place?
Got to get that yogurt culture. Make that fancy yogurt.
It was fucking massive.
Did you hear about the Chobani truck that crashed a couple weeks ago? A couple months ago. My bad, a couple months ago now.
No.
So, Chobani trailer, like, crashed. And, like, you know, obviously there was yogurt all over the place.
Yeah.
But they decided to give all the yogurt away because I think it was like the school lunch. Oh, it was okay. Like the little ones that are schools or whatever.
Which also, why? I mean, I've seen a Chobani thing.
Yeah.
You know, of yogurt. When you say a little one, you
mean like it's a like snack, half size.
You mean like a snack size one or half of a snack size one?
It's like, so like, you know, like the Chobani cups you get, the ones that
if you were to buy a 4-pack in a store.
Yeah, yeah. They're like smaller. They're like smaller than that.
Why are we giving kids that?
I don't know.
Give them a full size one.
I don't know. They were a weird like form factor.
Why, like, are we just trying to, you know what it is? We're just trying to scooch money out of people. But, like,
Come on. Could be. Could what be some just, regulation. I don't know.
Regulation on yogurt? To children?
Bro, we live in New York fucking state. All right.
I don't think, what fucking, who cares?
They regulate everything.
I'm just sending my kid to school with a full yogurt.
Whoa, bougie.
King of the fucking playground right there.
Or bougie, queen, he's depending. Probably fucking wheeling and dealing it for drugs.
That's fine. Respect.
Getting that
start
good
the businessman.
Getting that good White House cocaine.
Start getting that business person status early.
Entrepreneur.
I got this one, Chobani. I will trade you for 4 of your smaller ones, my good sir. This one even has toppings. Do you have toppings in yours? No, you don't.
Because you're a peasant.
I'll take all 4.
Because you're a peasant. All right,
let's move on.
We got to get to all that Assassin's Creed news that we're all dying to talk about.
Swedish number 4 Swedish game developer Arrowhead Game Studios shared the first gameplay trailer and a lot of gameplay information for Helldivers 2. Helldivers 2 shifts from the top-down perspective that Matt and I are oh so used to from the original game to a third-person view. Other than that, it looks like many of the core features of the previous game were, you know, still there. For example, the stratagem system is still present. You get to, I'll read exactly what you wrote. I was just going to start paraphrasing entirely, but
you can do that
I'll give Johan Peterson his credit, the CEO of Arrowhead, and creative director of the game, explained, quote, "This is the ace up your sleeve. It allows you to interface with the many elements of the Super Earth arsenal, such as the Super Destroyer, the Eagle Fighter, and a multitude of weapons and equipment that you can call down as you play the game," end quote. He also mentioned the armor system. Quote, "The armor system that we've developed in the game is inspired by real firearms fired against armored targets. This means that a shot at a shallow angle will be deflected and not penetrate the intended target," end quote. Helldivers 2 is set to be released later this year on PlayStation 5 and PC. And yes, for those of you wondering, friendly fire is still on. You can just murder your friends.
You sure as hell can. Sentry gun's still there.
Still murders your friends unless you crouch in front of it.
Yep. Which I probably will die to a lot if we play this.
The amount of times when we were playing Helldivers 1 where it was just, hey, I'm going to put down a sentry gun, and you would watch all characters just drop to prone.
Yep.
Because the sentry gun takes no... Yeah. It sees body, it shoots.
Yep.
Whatever's in the way doesn't matter.
The game visually looks better than I thought it would.
Looks a lot better than I thought it would.
Definitely looks like Starship Troopers.
I'm doing my part.
Yeah. Become a citizen.
Enlist today.
Classic. It's like the RoboCop one. I'd buy that for a dollar.
Why did you do Harrison Ford in RoboCop?
That's kind of like what the dude sounds like.
I'd buy that for a dollar. It's Harrison Ford.
We got anything else on Helldivers? I don't know. It was nice. It looked nice.
Yeah, I don't have anything. I don't have anything bad. It looks nice. I want to see it when I just want to see it out now. Obviously,
assuming they went to the third person view for the more mainstream appeal.
I think so too. I think the twin stick part of it was kind of,
yeah.
I think twin stick shooters are good, but when you think of twin stick shooter, you're thinking a very specific thing, and not what Helldivers was. Like Helldivers was a great game, but it's just not a mainstream thing.
Yeah,
and I think this will help that
for sure.
But also, PC release will help that on day date too.
That is very true. I would much rather prefer to play it on PC, I think. I don't know, actually.
After this, though, I probably don't care. I'd probably play it on both.
I wonder if it's probably crossplay.
Maybe.
We'll have to look into that.
But this one I would be more enticed to play on either one. Like, it wouldn't matter to me. On the old style, I probably would have preferred it if we had played it on PC.
Yeah. I think. See how, I don't know. It's hard to imagine.
But if I got a group, I'm doing it.
Oh, boy.
Fun with friends.
Potentially anger with friends.
Yeah, we've been there. Been there before.
Number 5. We have a couple studios opening new offices. IO Interactive announced the opening of a new UK office in Brighton, one of the largest game development hubs in the country. This is the 5th office for IO Interactive. The Brighton team is already working on Project Fantasy, the online fantasy RPG announced in late February, but they will soon join in on development of Project 007. I wonder what that one is.
What do you mean? are you sarcastically wondering?
Yeah, sarcastically. Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's James Bond, you motherfuckers. All right. They talked about it already.
Yeah. They IO got the deal a year ago now?
Longer than that. I think it was 2019 or 2020.
No, it was fully confirmed after their last Hitman game. So 2020, 2021, somewhere in there. Yeah.
Ooh. All right. Next up, Sony's recently acquired FireSprite. Studio FireSprite Studio, whatever one it is, has expanded into a new Liverpool-based studio, which now consists of more than 250 people.
It's quite a few people.
That is. Quote, "The move to our new studio space is a significant step forward for FireSprite in helping us fulfill our vision of becoming a creative powerhouse within the PlayStation Studios family."
What does that mean?
Creative powerhouse. We want to be the next Naughty Dog.
That's what I was thinking, because if you think about it, creative powerhouse in the PlayStation Studios family. Mm-hmm. Okay, what powerhouses do we have? Naughty Dog,
yes. Sony Santa Monica.
Who
did Ghost of Tsushima? Was that Bend?
No, they did Days Gone. Guerrilla.
Was it Guerrilla?
I thought so. Or was it the other S one that I'm forgetting?
And then, wasn't Guerrilla?
Guerrilla's Horizon.
Yeah, Horizon. Which they are one of the powerhouses, I would say.
Oh, it's going to bug me that I don't remember.
We'll see. Oop, text message. All right.
No, I want to remember this. Oh, it's going to bug me. It's going to bug me. It's going to bug me.
I will.
Guerrilla's Horizon and Ghost of Tsushima was.
It is an S.
It is hit. It is an S.
Two words.
It's Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch.
I'll get there eventually.
He nailed it. Remember that movie?
Yeah. Dances Around.
Mm.
A lot of hot women.
And skimpy outfits.
Technically, the movie's weird.
It is a weird movie. It's kind of got Sin City vibes, kind of.
Kind of.
Like that similar even, art style.
Yeah. Sin City was better, though.
Ooh. There's a lot of spinoffs, a lot of sequels to Sin City.
There are. Anyway.
Yeah.
So like five studios.
Sucker Punch, I feel like, is not quite there yet.
I don't think they're a powerhouse, but Ghost is very good.
Ghost was, I was thinking about it today, actually. I was like, man, that game was fucking good.
That game was amazing. Guerrilla is considered a powerhouse now.
Yeah. Newly, they're probably the most newly minted powerhouse.
Yeah. Them, Santa Monica, and Naughty Dog are the Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
With Sucker Punch on the side and San Diego Studios just over there. I mean, they make money. They're just there, though.
Yeah. I wouldn't call them a creative powerhouse.
No, I wouldn't call them a creative powerhouse either. It's also funny enough why I don't consider Destiny a creative powerhouse. It's the same reason.
Yeah.
Been doing the same game for 10 years.
Yeah, and it's an iteration of...
Yep, their first game. And their next game is...
An iteration of...
First game.
Yep. Well,
so we'll see. I don't know what it's going to necessarily mean.
Yeah, calling the shot, man.
Good that you have a goal.
Yeah. Clearly, Sony's willing to fund you. Because they own you.
You're not feeling the freedom and liberation there.
The shackles are on you, motherfucker.
Let's go to number six, then. Let's enter Grain of Salt territory, which is a territory north of Alaska.
Whoa, cold.
First up is some leaks from Team Ninja's Rise of the Ronin. According to the leak will come with the game, actually, will combine mechanics from the Assassin's Creed and Dark Souls series, as well as Ghost of Tsushima, which basically did the same thing in the reverse, and will feature extensive item descriptions that will further develop the lore, multiple Ubisoft-style side quests, difficulty options, skills, and technique trees, and romance options. What am I reading? Why am I reading somebody's grocery list?
Yeah. Oh.
The game will also come with a performance and quality display modes. Additionally, it seems like the game is not that far from release, as it will release sometime in the first quarter of 2024, which is technically starts in March. So.
Yeah, there you go.
It is literally
people just throw shit in the wall about what this game is.
It's the equivalent of when somebody says it's an action adventure RPG first person shooter. Puzzle strategy genre, and you're like, cool, so you just named everything then.
You're just hitting key like marketing words.
Yeah, you just want to show up in a Google search engine.
Oh god.
It's bad enough. It's almost like the league doesn't know what to do when they're like Assassin's Creed and Dark Souls, as well as Ghost of Tsushima. Ghost was that.
Yeah.
It was the combination of some of those two things.
Just admit that you're a Ghost of Tsushima clone.
Like, that's if you do it well, that's great. That game is very good.
Mm-hmm. Fuck something up. Anyways.
I'm not sure if I'm a fan of the idea of extensive item description, but
yeah, that's the Dark Souls thing.
I know, but like it.
That's like, you know, all the lore is told through like item descriptions, essentially.
Which is still like okay with me if it means that you pick up the item and it goes into like a codex and you get to read the codex page.
Yeah,
but not that. Don't do the grimoire card nightmare where you have to read it online.
I don't know and why then, anyone hasn't copied Mass Effect's codex where it fucking reads to you.
Some do. We've done that. We've noticed that before where it's like walking by and you press triangle and it picks up and starts talking. Yeah. But it also depended on like what the thing was. If it was a audio thing or sometimes it was just a note, it would read it. But
all the lore, like, because that was essentially Mass Effect was like you had to collect essentially the lore items, the codex entries, by whatever means, like interacting with it, scanning it, or just coming across it through story, whatever. But then you could just select it and it'll fucking like read it to you.
Yeah. We've seen it with, was it the Star Wars ones or whatever, where you scan something and then it starts doing the like little storytell part. I just don't want it like, I guess when I hear extensive item description, I'm used to like item descriptions. So it's, hey, here's the stats. Now here's three paragraphs on the same little window. You have to scroll through and it's like, please don't put it on the item itself. Like, maybe you have to pick it up and put it somewhere, but don't put it on the actual item.
Anyway. I didn't realize how long this was. Actually, it'll work out.
There's a lot.
It'll work out, because then all the short stuff, it'll balance out. We'll get there. We'll get through it! All right, next up, we have a few more rumors and leaks. According to some guy on Twitter, Call of Duty 2024 takes place during the Gulf War. How you feeling on that? Do you think that's true? Do you think it's false? Do you care?
I don't care. It's a Call of Duty that's next year.
Yeah. This year is Modern Warfare 3, right? Rumor-wise.
Have we confirmed it? I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore. According to a leak, EA Sports FC 24 will release on September 29th, and the cover athlete will be Manchester City star Erling Haaland.
Yeah, you know what? You nailed it.
I don't know who that said. Good guy. Good girl? Good guy?
The best striker in the world?
Best striker in the world! Amazing!
Or arguably, I would guess.
Arguably the best striker in the world.
Just so somebody doesn't come fighting me about that.
Oh, they'll fucking come. They'll beat you to death with a fucking soccer ball. What do they call it? Do they call it a football?
That's weird. Well, yeah. The game over there is football.
Yeah, I know, but it's just that I never thought about that, that they call the ball football. Which makes sense, because you play it with the feet. Why do we call football football? You touch it with your foot, like, 1/16th of the time of the game.
Yeah.
It should be called an arm ball. Or like a... It's just dumb.
I fully agree with you, but we're stupid Americans.
You know, someone was like, fuck those Europeans. Let's fuck up their shit.
Probably.
All right.
So then we invented soccer. Full air quotes around that entire sentence.
Soccer.
We invented, quote, soccer, quote. Oh, and by the way, we suck.
Yeah.
Relative.
Yeah. Yeah. Nash Weedle, who proved to be a reliable leaker in the past, confirming the existence of Metroid Dread before its official announcement, revealed that the dev kit for the Nintendo Switch successor is in the hands of a Spanish development studio. Judging from Nash Weedle's prior leaks, it is likely that Spanish studio is Mercury Steam. That's the correct one. The team behind the latest 2D entries in the Metroid series. Fact or fiction? What's your gut instinct?
Fiction?
All right. There it is.
The funny thing is he might be right, because or they might be right. They might be right based on the fact that they had the Dread thing before, but I'm still more concerned about Prime and that clusterfuck.
Yeah, I mean, that if they have dev kits out, that puts the console release out 2 years, maybe at most.
Probably, yeah, about there.
So that's a year if they're
also
cutting it short.
I'm not going to come. I'm not going to like come after the person. But would you believe somebody if they told you their name was Nash Weedle?
I thought that was a Star Wars character.
It is one of the last known bounty hunters.
Nash Weedle and the Adventures of Nash Weedle and Dengar.
That is a
Disney good old Plus. Dengar toilet paper head.
That is a Disney Plus series coming to you.
Oh,
the last known bounty hunters is what the title of the series is. Subtitle: the story of Nash Weedle and Nash Rengar.
Nash Weedle and Dengar toilet paper head.
Yeah, the whole thing.
4chan is saying that Assassin's Creed Titan has been revived from the dead and is being worked on by a small team from Ubisoft Montreal. According to the leaker, the game has been completely reworked from its original vision of being a monster hunter to being a more brawler looter type in the vein of Gotham Knights. The game is about fighting against important historical figures that are anomalies in the animus. People like William Wallace, Julius Caesar, and Attila the Hun.
Freedom! We've already been there.
We've been there?
We've been around there.
We've been around. Around the block.
Also, we don't need to revive. Just real quick, 4chan, stop that. We don't need to bring up more Assassin's Creed games. We have enough of them coming.
Well, buddy, do I got some news for you.
Son of a bitch.
Now for some Assassin's Creed info from Insider Gaming. Ubisoft has not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, not nine, not 10, but 11 Assassin's Creed games planned. What are they, you ask? No. I'm glad.
Nope.
I'm glad you asked.
Believe it or not, I didn't.
Buckle up. First up, we have Assassin's Creed.
I'm buckled in so I don't go rabid.
We have Assassin's Creed Mirage, which is coming on October 12th, obviously. And Ubisoft has announced a new feature titled History of Baghdad. Players can visit 66 historical sites throughout Baghdad, where they'll unlock research-driven articles. Ubisoft said the feature has been crafted in collaboration with historians and expert advisors and is illustrated with images selected from the collections of eminent museums and institutions. So you're going to get learned while you play Assassin's Creed Mirage.
I don't want to get learned.
Well, boo, motherfucking who. I guess you can walk past it. All right, next up we have Assassin's Creed Nexus, which is VR, and it's in production and expected sometime this year. And then there's Assassin's Creed Codename Jade, which is a mobile game, which we've seen. And then there's Assassin's Creed Codename Red, which is a single-player game, which sources are suggesting it's going to be out next year. And then there's Assassin's Creed Codename Hex, which is expected in 2025-26. And then there's Assassin's Creed Codename Invictus, which is also 25 and 26. And then there's...
But if you're going to name something Invictus...
Invictus.
It sounds like a Titan thing.
Does. Maybe that's Titan. And then there's Assassin's Creed Codename Nebula, which is a single-player game. Oh, I should have said all of them are single-player except for Invictus. Codename Invictus is labeled as being multiplayer.
Interesting.
All right, back to Nebula. Ubisoft's Sophia, known for co-developing Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation and Assassin's Creed Rogue, has pitched Project Nebula, an Assassin's Creed title that will have three different settings: India, Aztec Empire, and Mediterranean.
Hold up. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
And then there's Assassin's Creed Raid. Ubisoft Shenzhou has pitched Project Raid, a free-to-play, four-player, co-op title that will be PvE. It's believed the title's characters will all be from the Assassin's Creed universe. That is going to be Raid. So, I mean, that's going to be your... what the fuck are those games called? You know, like your... your... Escape from Tarkov.
PvPvE.
Yeah.
Extraction games, if you want to call it.
Yes,
that.
Thank you. That was what I was looking for. Extraction games. All right. Then we have Assassin's Creed Codename Echoes. Ubisoft Anansi. Yeah. Known for developing the multiplayer portion of games like Assassin's Creed and Splinter Cell. Yeah, known for that. As well as co-developing The Division 2 with Massive Entertainment. Has pitched Project Echoes, which has been described as a multiplayer title that will use Ubisoft Scalar technology. Woohoo. And then,
Listen, I got nothing for all of this because I'm
saved the best for last for you.
Oh, God damn it. I haven't even looked at it. No.
Assassin's Creed Nexus 2, which is the first one's not even out, but they're discussing a second one internally. And then, finally, Nate's absolute favorite. He's frothing at the mouth for it. He's been begging Ubisoft for it for years. Assassin's Creed Black Flag Remake. It gets even better. Kotaku believes Ubisoft Singapore, the team behind Skull and Bones, will be heavily involved in the development of AC4.
It's never coming out. We're saved.
They're going to roll it. This is so good. This is so good.
Do you want tinfoil? Because tinfoil is where you're going.
So we all know that Skull and Bones was an offshoot of Black Flag originally. Its whole pirate aspect.
Yes. Conceptually.
Yes. Conceptually.
They liked the pirate thing and said, what if we did a whole pirate game?
Yeah.
Skull and Bones.
And then they're like, well, this isn't working. What if we take what we have and we roll it back into an Assassin's Creed 4 remake?
Which means fully scrap everything you guys just thought of. We're just going to remake 4.
they're going to build the land portion of Assassin's Creed around Skull and Bones. Oh, man.
You know what? Listen. Here's my quick take.
Quick take. Hot take.
Specifically on the last part, because all the rest of it, I don't care. I honestly don't. At this
Can we
point.
Stop for a second before... Save your thought.
Okay.
Save it.
Locked it up.
Do you remember... Do you remember?
I remember a lot of things. The 21st night of September.
How excited we were, low-key excited, excited for us. We were when they went to only releasing an Assassin's Creed game every other year.
Do you? No. Because I've brought this up many times. Do you remember specifically going into Origin? How excited I was that after Syndicate, they purposely said we need to stop because we're losing sales plus quality.
Mm-hmm.
Then they took 2 years and did Origin.
Which was amazing.
Which was an amazing turnaround.
Yes.
And as far as I was concerned, you and I both looked at each other and said, this is what needs to happen anyway. Go 2 years.
Yes.
Then they spit in my face specifically and dropped Odyssey a year later.
Yeah, which was not
anywhere near as good as Origin.
Yeah. It was basically Origin reskinned, but
yes,
slightly tweaked.
Then they took 2 years and did Valhalla.
Yeah, which was another
good game. Great. It was not as good as Origin. Origins is probably like, not counting the original trilogy, Origins is probably like peak Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
Of the new engine one so far. Mm-hmm. Then they did Valhalla. Very good. Little bloated, but not that bad. A lot that you could not do and just not be a problem.
Yeah.
And now...
and then they
they're punch drunk.
They went fucking nuts.
11. There is almost... If I was a potential purchasing person of Ubisoft as a whole, right? And you're watching this happen... Do you not stare at it and go, they have no fucking idea what to do anymore? Because they're just sending everything into Assassin's Creed.
They have
planned 11 Assassin's Creeds. We have not seen Beyond Good and Evil 2 since everybody came out and announced it. And it got crowdfunded. And then they added part of Joseph Gordon-Levitt's company into it.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody even remember what that company does? Then... they announced Skull and Bones. That game was a month from being put in, and they delayed it, and now we don't even know if it's coming out. It's been that pushed. All their Tom Clancy stuff that isn't The Division has basically been shit on. Rainbow Six is kind of currently in limbo, but it was relatively successful up until recently. Ghost Recon is dead because they butchered Breakpoint so bad. That they then, while they were developing and releasing Breakpoint, I don't know if you remember this, I can't remember if it was the Ukrainian studio or Bosnian studio, whatever it was, they had that other studio they have that announced a Medal of, or not a Medal of Honor, sorry, another time Ghost Recon game, and you and I just looked at each other and went, what the fuck are you doing? You don't even release, like, Breakpoint's failing. Why are you even doing this?
Hmm.
And then they canned that. That doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
The Division, they... have created the Heartland and a mobile game for. Heartland is not even, based on what I've read and seen about it so far, a true Division game.
No.
It is an offshoot. So that means eventually, in theory, Division 3 should be happening, but Division 2 isn't even as good as Division 1.
Yeah. And they kind of said that they're not working on Division 3.
They're not doing a damn thing with Splinter Cell. Prince of Persia was a good start with this one, but is this the Sands of Time or not Sands of Time? That you said in theory you were remaking. What are we doing here? And Just Dance is coming. I don't know where they get the gall.
I just want to remind
come out and say we have 11 Assassin's Creed plans.
I just want to remind everyone that Beyond Good and Evil 2 was teased as a sequel in 2008. 2008. And then officially announced as a prequel at E3 in 2017.
6 years ago.
Yes. In 2022, Beyond Good and Evil 2 broke the record held by Duke Nukem Forever for the longest development for a AAA video game at more than 15 years.
Yeah, if it was actually in development that entire time. Which that's the part I don't actually know. I don't think it was.
So what was your...
Did we
circle back to that yet or no?
No.
We forgot it, didn't we? We got too deep.
Yeah, we got too deep. It was probably in there somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, man. Ubisoft, you son of a bitch.
I'm not mad.
Just disgusted at this point.
Severely disgusted. Anyway, hey, you want to talk about some quick questionable things that we didn't write full paragraphs on?
There's some longer ones in there, though.
Well, all right, then. In case you haven't heard, you can fuck a bear in Baldur's Gate 3.
Who?
I knew Matt didn't write that in, but I'm telling you now.
Is that real?
Yeah.
All right.
There was a... I don't know if it's...
You can have intercourse with the bear, but can you fist the bear?
I don't know where those are going. So I don't know if it's like AnimeCon or what convention is currently going on, but there was a Baldur's Gate panel happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was a live stream because there's a clip of this happening. That it's some vampire that is getting seduced by a druid in bear form and they're into it. And the scene that they like move towards each other.
Mm-hmm.
The camera pans away to a squirrel that's just like eating a nut. And then the squirrel, like, realizes what's happening and, like, drops it. And just has, like, this shocked look on its face. And then I don't know what happens after that because the video I saw of it cuts to, it says, can't show on stream. And so I don't know if there was more in the crowd or what. But
so we're promoting bestiality now. Got it.
It's still a druid. It's still a person that just looks like
it. So what happens if you're having sex with a druid?
It's basically a furry.
What happens if you're having sex with a druid and it's in one form, but then it switches form?
While you're still...
Like, what's the... Does it revolve around... Does its transformation then at that point revolve around its private bits? Because, like, something's got to shift.
I mean, wouldn't the quick joke just be, like, separate for a second, transform, and then continue?
I guess, if you're boring.
Yeah, but if you're the druid, you might not want to find out what that means.
Listen, they got to figure this shit out if they're going to release this game, okay?
Matt is going to be staring anatomically during all the scenes. Anyway, let's move on to the things that I've already introduced. Game studio Sergeant Okidoki announced that its newest title, BattleBit Remastered, has sold 1.8 million copies within 2 weeks after its launch. BattleBit was first announced in 2016 for Steam.
Never heard of this game.
It is Battlefield
meets Minecraft.
Yes.
I saw it was like a weird bittedness.
Oh, yeah. Fully bitted. Hence the, you know, battle and bit part of it. Xbox and Bethesda have confirmed that they will show up to Gamescom 2023. Good news for us. Nintendo is no longer offering its Switch repair service in Japan. The platform holder said the extended warranty service for the console will end on August 31st. Square Enix has canceled its Just Cause Mobile title. Just Cause Mobile had launched in early access in some regions already, and players who purchased in-game currencies during the early access phases have been refunded. Just Good Cause. Call.
Just cause. Cancel that bitch.
Ew. Number five. Apple has appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court to overrule the antitrust case with Epic from 2 years ago. This is the one that told Apple to stop its anti-steering practices, preventing developers from directing users to other channels for purchases. And seeing how the Supreme Court's been lately, who knows what the fuck's about to happen.
Well, they are going to do the worst possible thing, which is to...
agree with Apple.
Yes.
Number six. South Africa's Competition Tribunal has, quote, unconditionally, quote, approved Microsoft's purchase of Activision Blizzard. So even South Africa agrees.
Yep.
That is now,
what's that supposed to mean?
That is now 80% of the world?
Something like that.
It's just like, yeah, it's fine. I don't know why we're still talking about it. Number seven, Ubisoft's 2004 open world. I guess what I mean by that, I will cycle back to it because I was like,
South Africa.
I was trying to think of a way to like phrase it where I'm like, I don't know enough of other countries' like infrastructure or whatever, but I know Brazil has a large like league scene and like Valorant and pro gaming. I know Turkey has one. Russia has some stuff. All of Europe as a continent pretty much does.
Yeah, they have obviously competitive farming Asia, simulator.
But I don't know, at minimum.
Yeah.
That's like just base level. That's what you do after you left the field. You go play the game a bit and then you move on. And obviously Asia is its own beast. India all the way up. But I never hear anything out of South Africa for video games or like tech things, kind of.
Yeah, that's very true.
I've heard things for like sport and stuff like that. There are famous soccer players, Kaká, who is he's a Brazilian, but I believe he was technically born in South Africa and then switched. Doesn't matter. They also hosted the World Cup. Like I know there are things there. I just don't ever hear of them being like, it's never, oh, this country has, obviously there's not really like developers there, but I don't even know what servers they would be playing on. India's maybe. I don't know if there's really a server farm in South Africa.
That's a good point.
I don't know.
That's a good point. I mean, Africa as a whole is probably very underdeveloped as far as
video like they game probably culture have, goes. They might have like Microsoft concerns, but I feel like they might not have Activision Blizzard concerns. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Ubisoft's 2004 open-world shooter Far Cry source code was leaked online. I don't really know if that's leaked at this point because it's 2004, but it was fully posted to the archive.org.
Sure was.
Number eight, the Netherlands is now poised to block loot boxes in video games. Quote, and this is another one. I haven't heard South Africa complain about loot boxes, but all of Europe ripped them up. Belgium, Netherlands, everybody else. The Netherlands is now poised to block loot boxes in video games. Quote, as of this moment, there are plans for the Dutch government to improve the regulations for in-game purchases. One of the goals is to ban loot boxes in games, end quote.
Get them out!
I don't know why. Something about the phrase, the Dutch government, just makes me chuckle. Ah, the government of the Dutch.
The Dutch.
The Dutch. Also, just because the Dutch is just such like a great, it's a great name for a group. And I can't help but not hear it in like Connery's voice. Oh, the Dutch.
All right.
I don't know why. Street Fighter VI has sold 2 million units. Pretty good. Fighting game. Fighting game in about a month.
Better fucking pump those numbers up. BattleBit's catching up.
For a fighting game in about a month? For a fighting game, not a shooter.
I guess.
That's pretty good.
I guess. I just feel like everyone makes such a fucking big deal out of them, and then no one buys them.
It's a niche audience.
I know, but they're so fucking loud.
The reverse silent few?
Yeah.
No, that'd be the loud many. Never mind. We're moving on. Yuji Naka, former Square Enix and Sega developer, has been found guilty of insider training. Naka has been given a suspended sentence of 2 years and 6 months in prison with 4 years probation. He has received two fines totaling $1.2 million.
Get wrecked.
That's more than any congressman would ever see for insider training. Number 11. Sega has made a wise decision stepping back from blockchain and play to earn. Sega and co-COO said their biggest franchises and projects won't feature any NFTs or pay to earns. Wait, what? Play to earns.
Same thing.
I guess, kind of, yeah. Number 12, the $1 promotion for new Game Pass users is back. for Game Pass PC and Ultimate, because funny enough, they raised the price of Game Pass PC and Game Pass Ultimate.
And they also got rid of the little hack for the Xbox Live Gold hack there.
Yeah. But hey, the good news is the $1 promotion is back.
Yeah.
And the dollar raise was from, I think, $8.99 to $10.99.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't terrible, but
yeah,
obviously nobody likes raises.
Unless you're getting the raise.
You're right. I like more money. Give me more money.
Yeah.
Xbox Dimension Game Pass, my dollar rate went up to two. According to the documents for the Microsoft versus FTC trial, Sony is expected to release a slim hardware revision of its current generation console later this year for the current price of the digital edition, $400. It has also highlighted how a pro model is expected to launch as well in the future. Still no word on where the fuck that disc tray is they were talking about.
I think Microsoft's play is the smart play, which is not to do a mid-cycle refresh.
I think making a slim is kind of like just whatever, it makes sense. It's the same reason them doing the S Elite, basically, is like, okay, that makes sense. But then doing a more powerful one, there's no point.
Yeah, I don't like, and generally, like, their slim, it's like a more of a heavy redesign where it's like,
we found out we could remove space.
Yeah, where they should just do, like, their slight redesigns and not do all new plastics and stuff, but whatever.
I mean, even if they did all new plastics, there's a lot of space in the 5 they could take out.
For sure.
It's like, you don't need to, it's just more about how do you fit the current hardware into a smaller case versus I'm going to put new hardware in when we haven't even leveraged the current hardware.
It's interesting to me. I mean, it's an economy of scale thing, probably more than anything else, but it's interesting for me that they will save so much money that it's worth it to them to like retool.
Yeah. Yeah. South Korean business website MTN reports that Sony, through its PlayStation division, is looking to partner with local game developers and publishers, chiefly Pearl Abyss, makers of BDO, Black Desert Online. According to MTN, Sony is interested in securing exclusive content for the upcoming game Crimson Desert, which is another MMO from them. 15, a PlayStation 5 prototype console, was put up on sale in Japan via Yahoo Auctions. That's a thing. And its listing provides another look at the same V-shaped design seen for the console's dev kit. The prototype console was put on sale with a starting bidding price of around $5,500. Studio Wildcard announced a delay for Ark Survival Ascended, the remaster of Ark Survival Evolved. Previously scheduled for August, the game will now be released in October. The developer cited difficulties with Unreal Engine 5.2 version. NBA 2K24 will feature crossplay for the first time, and Kobe can be on the cover.
Kobe.
Hey, did you want to watch some trailers? Well, there's one out for Mirage, if you can stomach any more Assassin's Creed. Helldivers 2, recommend you take a look at that one. And then also, you get to learn pretty soon how you sleep with your Pokemon. Wait, no, that's not what I mean. You get to play Pokemon Sleep and learn sleep styles of your Pokemon.
Watch your Pokemon sleep.
While they watch you sleep.
While Nintendo gets all your sleep data.
Yeah. And all the audio in your room.
Yep.
While you sleep.
Yep.
I'm behind you.
So weird.
So anyway, it's been 7 days. What have you been up to?
Not a whole lot, you know, just kind of existing. Yeah, just existing.
All right then.
Had a long weekend.
Good was talk.
Off, was off through Wednesday, so only worked 2 days this week, so that's a win.
Those are the best ones.
And then
I'm debating doing something similar next week.
Yeah, do it.
Or not necessarily next week, but like coming up, I'm just gonna maybe start parsing some days away.
The steering wheel and wheelbase and everything showed up. Ooh. Monday. Did not set it up because I don't have everything hardware related that I would need and don't have room for it. Although there is now a plan in place to cut down a desk and the office and put it in the office.
Fun. I did get the
Play Seat challenge
just to $200. I was just like, let's see what it does.
Yeah, I actually ordered one initially and had it for like a week, and then I ended up returning it because I was like, I'm just going to go.
You're going to go big.
Yeah. I'm going to make dumb decisions.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I'm only doing this because I made a like $50 decision the first time to have the one I have, but it doesn't have a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I kind of want just like the whole thing so I don't shift in.
Yeah. That one's nice because it folds up. Like, you can keep everything on it, and it still folds up.
Mine folds up, too. That's why I purposely got the ones that I did. But, yeah, that was also the big draw. But like, it folds up, so you can just put it kind of put it away. I like that some people are like, you can put it under a bed or a couch, and I'm like...
Whose couch is 2 feet off the ground?
Even your bed, you just have to have a pretty high-rised bed to be like, oh, I can fit this underneath there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
But I did, so we'll see.
Yeah, that'll be cool. That'll be cool. I'm sure you'll have yours and set up before I have mine set up. So
it should be here Monday.
Yeah, so I'm not going to have mine.
And tell you right now, if it's here Monday, it'll be set up Monday.
Yeah.
I will be racing on Monday.
I'm not going to have mine anywhere is remotely close then. I need, where am I at here? I need monitor stand of some kind, which I think I'm going to go with a triple monitor stand.
This is also why I could just do the play seat though, because I'm using my TV.
Yeah.
But you're gonna triple monitor, you're gonna go curve
wide, I'm gonna get a triple monitor stand, but I'm gonna buy a single 27 inch monitor and then
work from there,
and then if it becomes like something that I think I can maintain doing, then I'll populate the other
that
two.
Makes sense.
See,
that's a smart play. Are you sure you're not just gonna buy three monitors?
I know, right? I think that's it. So I need a seat. That's the other big one. Seat, seat, monitor, stand, and then I wanted to get different pedals than what the bundle came with, and then sell those off.
Yeah,
or just, I mean that. The joke is that, you know, with that, it's like, you know, once you get into it, you just upgrade almost immediately. So,
yeah, well, that, and you can also just be, almost permanently upgrading until you're at a $40,000 rig.
Yeah. I don't necessarily want to fall into that trap, but I could see myself, the bundle I got was I don't want to say it's a compromise bundle because it's not, but it's like the entry level direct drive. And then it's like, all right, if I like it, then I won't feel bad about upgrading because they tend to hold their value, or I can just like,
oh, I'd buy it off you.
Or I could pass it off.
Yeah.
That was the joke I was going to make, was when I said the play seat challenge, I was going to be like, and the wheelbase I got will work on it when I inevitably upgrade in a year.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's too soon. I don't want to.
Yeah. Don't push yourself into it, but I also would pay for it off of you. So. But yeah, so it'll be fun, because I'm looking to get back into doing some more of that.
The old GT7?
Yeah.
Yup. Good stuff.
Fun.
Yeah. That's it for me. Doing the WoW thing still?
Doing the WoW thing still. Doing the Diablo thing. Doing the few other random games here and there that I'm just kind of like messing around with. Doing the MLB The Show. Kind of going to grind that out a little bit this weekend, I think. It's been a while since I've actually been like playing it.
Uh-huh.
So I am like 2 months behind on actual content. There's a lot for me to do, which I love, but because there's a lot for me to do, I always find that this is a time I do love really playing it, because it's the All-Star weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bunch of content that just came out literally today. The new content drop happened. So I have all that to do, plus all the old stuff, but it's also All-Star weekend. So it's just all baseball all the time for me right now.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a fun time. I'm excited.
Yeah. Be fun. Good weekend. Yeah. Baseball weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball.
A-Rod. Baseball. Yeah. Looking to get back into driving next week a little bit and do some more WoW. What new WoW patch comes out next week as well. So minor patch, 10.1.5. So. Adding a new evoker spec called Augmentation.
Interesting.
New mega dungeon. So I'll definitely have some things to do in there. that aren't just the same content. It'll be a little bit of a mix up. So it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I did finish The Witcher. That is now done. I need to snag Song of Storms. What? Song of Storms. There we go. In my own head, I said that wrong. I don't know if I did.
You think you said it right.
Okay.
Song of Storms. So when you were like, what? I was like, oh, what?
I need to get that just to... I'm not ready to leave the world yet.
It might be a good way to end because it's like kind of like the first two books where it's a bunch of short stories.
Yeah, it's a bunch of short stories, but it's also like... I don't know. For me, it's just like, okay, cool. That ended. And if I want to continue it, I'd have to go into Witcher 1 and 2, which I'm just going to wait for the remake of 1 and play that.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, cool. It's over. I don't want to leave yet, though.
Yeah. So they kind of like leave some loose ends, too, with like...
A few, yeah. Of just like, okay, people are just... except the loose ends are almost left in a way of like... And now they just go on living their lives. And you're like, what do those mean? And But so I think I'm going to pick that one up just to have something else. But I did also start a Warhammer book. So
he's doing it.
That is an interesting one to listen to so far.
I'll let you get deeper in and then get your opinion. And then I'll adjust my reading schedule accordingly.
I need to get much further in. I am at like... the base of base levels.
Yeah.
So I think I'm only 3 chapters in, maybe.
Mm.
The books are only like, I think these ones are maybe only 8 to 10 hours.
Okay. That's not terrible.
No. So they're pretty quick ones compared to the 20 that was book 6 of Witcher.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it'll be a good time. I'm looking forward to it.
It's probably a nice, change up from The Witcher.
It is and it isn't. I don't know if it's specifically just the person reading this first book, but sometimes it's a little difficult to figure out like what they're saying.
You haven't adapted quite yet to the...
Yeah. I have to get into the voice a little bit further before I understand exactly what they're looking like, what they're trying to say.
Yep.
But that's true with every book.
Yeah, I have that issue for everything. Every narrator.
But all right, that's all I got. Anything else?
I'm good.
Perfect. Then we will see you all in 7 days. Toodaloo. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.